Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to our show. It is Tuesday afternoon, July 23rd. We've got some rain on the way and this cold front moving through the area. Again, it's not going to make it cold, but a lot less humid, and that is really great news. And then we talked to a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, and this low-pressure system from the cold front that's going to end up in the Gulf of Mexico and maybe just kind of sit there, there's a slight chance that it might develop into some tropical weather. So, I mean, I can't believe that that's even a possibility again, but apparently it is. What about the 1,000 gallons of syrup spilling from a truck all over downtown? Is it Rampart Street? I saw some guy was getting off the ground off from his bike. I mean, I guess, you know, you hit the syrup and you're going to slip. What a mess. I mean, it took them forever to clean that up. Because, you know, it's not like just washing just anything. I mean, syrup? Think about how thick syrup is. So, anyway, they got all that cleaned up. If you're just tuning in, I have been talking about Tom Brady. I do not think Tom Brady endangered the life of a six-year-old daughter when he jumped off a cliff with her in Costa Rica. The video is part of the Scoop Report, which is on it's video on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And just to even suggest that Child Protection Services investigate this is just absurd. You know, parents need to protect their kids, but also teach their kids to take calculated risks, which I think Tom Brady did. Getting a lot of texts about it. Here's one that says, Scoot, the news reported last night that Brady not only risk his daughter's life, her well-being, but also violated his contract with the NFL by doing something that could possibly injure him. So the daughter's well-being and he violated his terms of the contract. Well, that's according to somebody's opinion. I don't know that endangered Tom Brady's life. I mean, with jumping off a high dive, I mean, there are things you can do. There are things that you do to risk your life. Drew Brees has done some things in the offseason. He was on some TV show, some kind of a challenge TV show, and I know that there were people talking about that. But I don't think in any way. I mean, just because it's reported by the news doesn't make it true. I mean, think, you know, decide for yourself. I saw the video, and I don't think he endangered his life. I don't think he jeopardized his career by doing that. I mean, you know how many people just slip and fall walking around the house? You know how many people, like, get hit by motorcycles just crossing the street, minding their own business crossing? I mean, this kind of stuff just happens in life. And I do not think he endangered the life of his daughter at all. Here is a text that says, dude, Tom Brady is an ass. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with this. He may be an ass to you, but that's not the topic. Tom Brady may be an ass to you, but it doesn't mean he endangered his child's life. And because you don't like somebody, this is where we are in America, though. If you don't like somebody politically or socially, or if you just don't like somebody, it doesn't matter what they do. Even if what they do is not wrong, you think it's wrong. And man, that is this sick mentality that is just sweeping across this country. I want to add this to the conversation. Macy's has pulled fat-shaming plates after online controversy. The plates suggest portion size by a designation of an area, with the large portion of the area being labeled mom jeans, like if you want to wear mom jeans the rest of your life, you eat this much. The medium portion says moderate jeans, and the smallest designated area on the plate says skinny jeans. Were the plates showing portion sizes sold at Macy's an example of fat shaming? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I mean, really, stop it. I mean, really, stop the madness. Because this is crazy. One of the big problems that we have in this country is portion size. You know, you could eat stuff But if you eat too much of it, that's not good. And portion size has a lot to do with the general obesity in America. I mean, not with everybody, because, again, everybody's genes, and I don't mean the ones that they wear, the ones that that make up their body, everybody's genes are different. And people just deal with their body type. But this business about this being fat shaming, I mean, my God, how sensitive can we become as a country? Am I missing something? Do you think this is fat shaming? Do you think this is somehow inappropriate? I mean, in a way, it's kind of a joke. But it deals with portion size on plates, which, by the way, is a problem. It's a lot better to eat smaller portions throughout the day than it is to pig out on a meal in the morning, midday, and at night. But, you know, that's not something that everybody gets. So, you know, don't blame these people for doing this. In fact, the company that put the plates out is called, what's the name of the company? Proportions or something like that. But it's P-O-U-R, Proportions. And there are people commenting on this, and it's just, why would anybody be so sensitive about this? We have a problem with portion size in this country. That's not my opinion. That's a health fact. And just be more cognizant of how much you consume. And you know, when you eat big giant meals, it stretches your stomach, and you get used to eating big meals. And I mean, I remember, like, you know, growing up, you know, my dad, he's got like this T-bone steak, mashed potatoes and butter, green beans and butter. And I mean, the plate is huge. I mean, my dad wasn't overweight or anything, but, you know, we don't think about portion sizes. And if you start eating a little bit more at a time, I'm not a nutritionist, but if you start eating a little bit more at a time and eat a little more often, you'll be a lot better off. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm still taking comments about the Tom Brady video. I just don't think that's anything to worry about. But yet it is part of this trend in America where some people are so intent on telling others how to lead their lives. But Macy's pulls fat-shaming plates after online controversy because people were offended that portion size was designated on the plates. Comment 260-1870, Texas 870-870. And as always, I welcome those of you who are listening, who are streaming. We have a lot of people who stream the show. You're as much a part of the show as anybody. So thank you for streaming us wherever you are. Stream us on radio.com or go to WFUL.com and check us out live there. But we're on every afternoon from 1 to 4, and appreciate you streaming our show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Apparently, McDonald's is not making it easy to find this information about the number of fries you should eat from a large portion of fries at McDonald's, but Ian Hoag did find a nutritionist writing in Glamour magazine said that among the large portion of fries at McDonald's, the healthy serving size is 10. 10 fries. 10. Okay, honestly, you're going to eat 10 of those and leave the rest there? I mean, I don't even buy fries. I mean, if you do, that's great, but I don't even buy fries because if I buy fries, first of all, the life expectancy of fries to go in the car is not very good. They're not going to make it home. It's so difficult to just not start to reach in there and start digging and eating. And of course, that, you know, that's distracted driving too. And then you got that fry that falls down the console between your seat and the middle console there. So 10 fries. So we're talking about portion size, and some people were offended that Macy's was selling these plates that suggested portion size with a designated area, a large portion for the food, labeled mom jeans, the medium portion labeled moderate jeans, and the smallest designated area on the plate labeled skinny jeans. Were these plates showing portion size sold at Macy's? Were these plates an example of fat shaming? That's also our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. 87% say no, and I agree with the no's on this. 13% say yes. give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And as we talk about this, I'd love for you to give me one healthy eating tip. Just one. Something that, has worked for you. Sometimes it's what we eat. The fact that we have a lot of fried food here, the fact that we have a lot of cream-based, rich food. You know, gumbo's delicious. But gumbo's not just a soup. Seafood gumbo, if it's made right, is very fattening. So don't think, well, I have to have a little gumbo. I mean, look, if you want to have that, that's fine, but don't think it's just a light little soup. It's not like just a broth, if it's made right. So sometimes it's the food we eat, but often it's the portions we eat. And I don't think anybody should be offended. I mean, it's really kind of a joke, but I don't think anybody should be offended that these plates were on sale. I met with Amanda Shaw yesterday after the show. We've spent about 2.5 hours together. And we're working on a project that is related to this. And I can't say anything about it now, but I can't wait for this project to hit. Marty, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. I can't wait to hear about that, too. Hi, Scoot. I can't wait to hear about that as well.
Thanks, Marty.
I look forward to that. Listen, you went on another subject, but I want to stick my nose into the Tom Brady deal.
Go.
For a minute, if you're still talking about
sure.
it. Sure. And first of all, I'm one person that, I'm not a Patriots fan. I don't like Tom Brady. For things other than that, he did for things other than football. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I said several times, I just don't see the harm in it. I think it's no worse than if you put your kids on amusement park rides. I want to say is, when you draw the line, really think about it. As much as I loved Michael Jackson, when he hung his child over the rail, that was endangerment. This was not.
I agree.
And nothing against Michael Jackson's, legacy. I love it. But I'm glad you agree, because that's like hanging the kid over the Grand Canyon or anything else. Yeah. That's different. And I don't think that Tom Brady did that. And a lot of the parents, God bless them, I feel so sorry for the parents that lost those children in the last year to swimming pool drownings.
Yeah.
But instead of acting like some of these people are acting, they have come out for their cause and that sort of thing. Yeah. So I don't think it makes them horrible parents that made a mistake. And anyway, I just wanted to stick my 2 cents.
All right, Marty, you stuck in more than 2 cents, and I appreciate the call. And I totally agree with you. My God, so many people agree with me today. It's kind of unusual. It's kind of a weird feeling here. From Carrollton, Alice, you're on WWL.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Let me put you off the speaker.
Okay.
I just wanted to say I'm going to call go Saturday or even see if I can call because I have a Macy's card. I would love that plate. And the reason why, Scoot, is because that is so true. You said you need a tip on what can you do, how to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Stop eating so dang much. You could eat anything you want. But you have to have it in proportion. So what I find this plate is going to do for me, if it says skinny jeans or whatever, I know the portion to eat.
Right
now, I'm eating tilapia and grilling that for myself. So I think it's totally, totally ridiculous that people are complaining about the plates. If you don't want it, don't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There was a podcast host. Her name is Allie Ward, and she posted, "How can I get these plates from Macy's banned in all 50 states?" And that's what started the controversy.
And you see, the problem of it is, you're trying to tell me I want the plate, and not because of the controversial, but because I see some value in it for me. Because I'm not the only one that do not know certain potions.
Right.
So this is going to help me. So I think it's wonderful.
Well, Alice, I appreciate the call. And just do it in your own mind. Look, we're talking about health tips. Okay, I'll give you a little tip. Look, I'm not the healthiest guy in the world. I mean, I'm very, very healthy. But look, there are things that I eat. I eat too much sugar at times. But there's a lot of things that I don't eat. But here's what I do. Instead of a big plate, I eat my dinner on a saucer. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do this, but this is one way. I mean, to put the amount that I put on, and I eat a good portion, but it's on a saucer. That wouldn't look that big on a full plate. So this is one way to just cut back. I make the salad on the plate first, then rinse the plate off, because that means just me in the house. And then I put the food that I'm eating on the saucer. And if you do that, I guess psychologically, you feel like you're eating a full plate when it's not really a full plate. But, you know, when we go out to eat, when we eat at home even, we need to watch our portions. And so the idea of portion control is so viable that I think it's absurd that anybody would complain about this and dare to call it fat shaming. If you have a comment, 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I'll just eat some more. Come on, get it in there. You can shove in a little more, huh? Alice Cooper. Song is titled "Eat Some More." Hey, I got a couple of emails today, and I guess it's time for the best of Gambit voting, because I got some texts from people saying, you know, vote for me, vote for this, vote for that. Look, I don't ever say who to vote for, but vote. It's a fun thing. Just so vote. And I have always enjoyed a lot of great loyal listeners with Gambit. So I'm not telling you who to vote for, but just but vote. It's a fun thing that comes out every year. Anyway, we're talking about Macy's. They have pulled some plates that suggest portion size, because this person thinks it's fat shaming, and it's a shame. Here is a tweet. Yo, Macy's, this is beyond effed up, and pretty much guarantees I'll never spend another dollar at your stores. Seriously? So a plate, I mean, it's kind of a joke, really. But the plate has, you know, there's a bigger circle, bigger area if you want to wear mom jeans. There's a smaller area if you want to wear moderate jeans. And then there's this little area in the middle if you want to wear skinny jeans. And it all is about suggesting portion size. So the suggestion of portion size on some plates is causing this guy, Stephen Carter, who sent this this text, to never want to shop at Macy's again. What in the hell is this dude so sensitive about? Here's a text that says, well, I can't really say what's written here. I'll just say, blank these plates to hell. I mean, really? Of all the things to get upset with, you're upset that Macy's was selling portion suggestions on plates. And by the way, this is a problem in America. It is a problem in New Orleans. It's about portion size. And you have a lot of control over this at home. You have control over it during the day. And you certainly have some control over it when you go out to eat. I mean, you know, take some of it home. You don't have to finish it. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. I mean, if you're happy with your life, if you're happy with everything, well, that's fine. I mean, as long as you're healthy. I mean, if you're to the point where you're not healthy, well, that's a whole different story. You need to try to get yourself to be healthy. But look, let's remember that everybody's body is different. And we don't choose the bodies that we're born with. They're given to us. And sometimes the makeup of who we are causes us to not look exactly the way we would like to look. There's some things about me that I would like to be a little different. But we should always try to do the best we can. And I think the main thing is just to try to be healthy. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Were the plates showing portion size sold at Macy's an example of fat shaming? 76% say no, and 24% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm getting some more text here about Tom Brady, which we talked about last hour. It's been a big topic today. Tom Brady posted a video that went viral, and it's Tom Brady jumping off a cliff in Costa Rica with his six-year-old daughter. And the criticism of Tom Brady included criticism of him endangering the life of his daughter, and also a call that Child Protection Services come in and investigate this immediately. And I saw the video. If you haven't seen it, It's part of the Scoot Report. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it was that dangerous. But here's a text that says, your point, this is a comment that I made about the news. Your point, just because it's on the news doesn't mean it's true. That's the problem with the world today. The news should only be reporting the truth. Well, I agree with that, but a lot of people mistake social media for the news. I know a lot of people love to attack the news as being fake news. But give me an example. I mean, there have been mistakes that have been made by all of the networks. Everybody. I've made mistakes on this show. Correcting the mistake means it's not false news. You made a human mistake. Not correcting it and perpetuating the story that you know is not true, well, that's fake news. But the problem is today is that people interpret something they see on the internet, something they see on Facebook, or on a very biased website as the truth. And it's not necessarily the truth. So, personally, I think the burden lies on us as consumers of the media. Because when I'm not doing this, I'm consuming the media just like you. And it's incumbent upon us to be smart enough to know, okay, well, you know what? I wonder if that's true. And to look into it. But if you're not bamboozled into watching one network or listening to one talk show, then you do generally get a broad range of angles on different topics. Here is a text that says, after looking at the Tom Brady video again, the daughter's last second hesitation could have been something bad. When Brady jumped, if his hand would have slipped, he would have hit the water, but the girl would have lost forward momentum and probably would have hit a rock. Well, I mean, I guess anything can happen. Somebody could go off a high dive and hurt themselves. I understand that. Understand that point. But I don't think it was. I don't think it was dangerous. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. A sad note on our pop culture calendar today. It was on this day, July 23rd, 2011, that singer Amy Winehouse, a very talented young singer, was found dead in her home in London. She was 27. She was part of Club 27. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. Her death was attributed to accidental alcohol poisoning. All right, still to come on the show, we'll talk about high school students in Louisiana being among the most likely in America to do drugs, even on school grounds. Did you? And a new global study shows that children from more religious families are more hateful and judgmental than children from more secular families. So does religion teach judgment and hate? I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. You gotta love this song from the Ramones. I thought this was appropriate for our topic today. Every time I eat vegetables, it makes me think of you. I know, are we talking about walking through the produce section of the grocery store? I mean, I don't know. There's so many things that that I could think about there. And I'm not so sure, since it's done by the Ramones, I'm not so sure that there might not be some kind of suggestive intent there. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Were the plates shaming portion sizes sold at Macy's an example of fat shaming? 80% say no and 20% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So I mentioned that the portion sizes are, you know, the bigger portion size is for mom jeans, the medium portion for moderate jeans, and the smallest designated area on the plate is for skinny jeans. I got a text here that says they released great-grandma jeans for this area. Here's a text that says, Scoot, when I was about 12 years old, my mother put me and a friend in the back of a pickup, and we rode across the causeway, and it started raining halfway across. I know, really. I mean, let's think about the things that our parents did with us that would be considered dangerous. And do you regret it? Did you do anything with your child that you thought was so risky you regretted doing it? Or is it a case of, I'm glad I did that because I taught my child to take a calculated risk or to not be afraid? I mean, that's the way I see it. Did Tom Brady endanger the life of his young daughter? I don't think so. That's the subject of the blog. It's on our website at WWL.com. It's also the topic of the Scoot Report, along with the video, which is on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. Here's a text. Do you eat at buffets? Yeah, I do. And most of the time, the buffet wins. In fact, usually when I go to a casino and eat at a buffet, the buffet wins. Unless, of course, they've got, like, steam crab. If they've got, like, something like Dungeness crab. I got to get over to the Silver Slipper, because they've got Dungeness crab every night. And I hear the commercials on our show and our station. And that's one of my favorites. I mean, I love the blue crabs we have here, but I also love Dungeness crab, snow crab. So I can do some damage there. But in general, you know, I'll eat salad. I'll eat a few things. And, you know, I'll take a couple of bites of desserts. Look, don't follow me because, you know, I'm not a nutrition expert at all. I just try to be cognizant of what I eat. It doesn't mean sometimes I don't eat stuff I shouldn't eat, because I do. But this criticism of portion size is total insanity to me, because that is a very significant problem that we have in this city, in this state, and across the country. Chick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. I saw this thing. Speaking about putting your kids at risk, I saw this thing that just came up that Epstein, the pedophile guy.
Yeah.
He actually had Ivana in the 80s. He had, when she was 16 years old, he had Ivanka Trump's, the young girl, when she was 16, he had her phone number in his phone.
Really?
And, yeah,
Donald Trump's daughter.
Donald Trump's daughter was in Epstein's phone when she was 16 years old. And, you know, he and Epstein and Trump were friends.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine ever having an adult friend of mine having my 16-year-old daughter's phone number, especially in light of, you know, Trump would always comment that Epstein really liked young girls.
Yeah, and President Trump himself has really talked about how attractive he thinks his daughter is, which is a fine thing. But I, you know, one time President Trump did that, and it was a little creepy to me. I think he said something along the lines of "I would date her," which, you know, I mean, I get that. I mean, you know, if your daughter or your granddaughter would be I would date her. I mean, I guess we shouldn't take that the wrong way. But this guy Jeffrey Epstein is trash.
I think there's a lot of other ways to say that you think your daughter or your granddaughter is attractive.
That is true.
That you would date her. And
that's
remember
true.
When he was on Trump was on Howard Stern show, he referred to his daughter, who was only, I think, 16 or 17, as a real piece of ass, which is a real disgusting way to refer to your daughter. It's degrading to women, and it's just an insulting way to refer to your daughter.
I would agree.
Yeah, he and Epstein kind of have that sick, perverted mind.
Well, I don't, you know,
but
I mean,
I enjoy your show.
But honestly, Chick, I appreciate that. But, you know, honestly, and I said this the other day. Donald Trump does not, again, you know, we can be surprised by anybody, so I get that. But I don't look at Donald Trump and think pedophile. I don't look at Donald Trump. I mean, liking young women, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Liking somebody underage and acting on liking somebody underage, that's a whole different story. And I don't know, Donald Trump he doesn't stand out as that kind of person to me. Jeffrey Epstein, yeah. Yeah, kind of weird. If he had Ivanka, he had the wife and the daughter in there. Oh, it's one of those kind of deals. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.